at the moment. We're seeing a lot of tourists in our county, of course, all very welcome coming into the county and providing employment and generating business for lots of tourism businesses that are trying to recover from the effects of 2 years of the global COVID-19 pandemic. However, lots of camper vans are coming as well. Are they presenting a problem? Why has there been an increase in camper van traffic in the county? With me on the line to talk about this is Kieran Donovan, who's vice chair of the Phoenix Motorhome Club of Ireland. Kieran, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, this issue has been raised, and it's been raised by local representatives at the local Kenmare Municipal District meeting last week. Before we get to that, tell me what sort of a season it's been. Is there an increase in camper vans coming to Ireland?
Huge increase. Two factors. The Brexit issue, you're probably seeing all the chaos in Dover there that's going all along, right?
Yeah.
Now, the English can still come here, no bother, as opposed to go to France. And a lot of those, they all have their pets. And the amount of bureaucracy you have to go through now to get to the continent from England is just unreal. So, heap of them coming here. So also, a lot of Europeans coming here. Plus, the fact of the COVID, a lot of people bought motorhomes for to self-isolate, and they could still travel and be on their own.
Yeah.
Now, just going back to the problems like you have in Kenmare Pier there. Now, all has to be done is the Blue Councils is get the finger out and regulate. Allow parking. You charge €10 a night. We've advised several councils. We've done it all in Munster where there's any kind of parking. We will have had a hand in it, advising one way or the other. But it needs to be regulated. Put up, have bylaws to regulate maximum stays, 24, 48 hours, whatever. No, I'll just give you a little insight. We were in Milltown this weekend now. Right, we did a deal with the Mac down there. We paid them €10 a night for parking. Lovely, safe place we were in. Right, the Mac got €700 out of it. I spent €230, and there was 26 vans there. Take that into any town. That's your average spend any weekend that there's campers around.
Right, okay, so that's a benefit to the local area. Now, you mentioned Kenmare there, and it was raised at the local issue, Councillor Dan McCarthy raising it, saying, look, the camper vans are taking up all the available spaces, up to 30 camper vans a night parking down at the pier. Locals can't park, and something more needs to be done. What is the answer there? Because to my knowledge, there are no facilities in Kenmare Pier for camper vans. What kind of facilities do camper vans need, first of all?
All you need is a tin of paint to start with, right? And like, yeah. I mean, in Kenmare, there's a lovely car park across from the church with height barriers on it, right?
Yes,
if they were to put lashes spaces in there, charge €10 for 24 hours. I can tell you, we advise Cove when they started there. Cove now have 30 bays, right? They make, I think, around 40,000 a year, which is ploughed back into tourist infrastructure in the area. And also, there are large grants available for the likes of this. We advise Dungarvan Council again, they are known. I think they got 100,000. They put in 10 bays, and the 10 bays are just, they're not enough even at the minute now.
What's in the bay? Is there PowerPoint? Is there water?
I would advise strongly against power points because most people look when you're driving and think you don't need power. If you put in power, you get people overstaying their welcome,
yes,
and maybe staying for 2 or 3 weeks. But you, there's no need for power. Maybe one for people with medical conditions. All you need is a place to dispose of your black and grey water, which is basically an open into a sewer and access to a sewer. We have all the different types. In Europe, they're doing this for years. Even the smallest little village in Europe will have a place to park. France is probably the biggest one. Germany, yeah. Italy, they all have them. Every village have a place for motorhomes to park because they know the value and what they'll spend. Some of them don't even charge. Middleton now, for instance, have parking bays near the distillery, no charge. You see 5, 6, 10 European campers in there every night now during the summer season.
Yeah, and they contribute to the local economy, is your argument.
So, as I said, the average spend, we've all statistics, spoke to Jackie Healy Radio over this Quebec, we sent him all the information we have, so he can use that when he's talking to people about what's happening. But like, Milltown, I think somebody told me to the fastest growing town in Kerry at the minute.
Yes, yeah.
And we lost a lot of money there over the weekend now, and the crack was brilliant, there was music everywhere.
So
we were in the Red Fox earlier this year, we were in Kilgarvan, in the GAA club earlier this year. We'll be in Tralee and Killarney later on. So we leave an awful lot of money in Kerry.
Yeah. You'd refute, Kieran, the perception or the claims that I said people who travel in camper vans, they're bringing effectively their hotel with them, their hotel room with them. They're not contributing the same way as other tourists contribute.
They're way more than other tourists because they have to live and eat no matter what they do. And that's just about... Now, the point about all the sites are full this year, do you know what I mean? You go into a site there now, you're paying 40 euros a night for two people in a camper van. That's... 40 euros that should go into the local economy, it is going into a campsite pocket. They don't spend that money if they're away for a week. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got close campsites, they're all booked out. They have 4,000, around 4,000 to 5,000 pitches total, right? There's 15,000 tax campers in this country, plus all the Europeans, plus the English that come in. And we have...
So there's a huge discrepancy on numbers there, available spaces versus the demand that obviously is increasing this summer.
And also, campers are the same vehicle category as a car. So technically, parking, I'm talking about, no, not camping.
Yeah.
You park and you don't put out chairs and tables or whatever. All the council needs to do is get a few lines, paint them a little bit bigger than you would for a car. You can charge your 10 euros for 24 hours, have a maximum stay one night, two nights. Or in some instances, you'll have people where you can park a camper van during the day and not at night, or at night and not during the day, and work it that way and just put your bylaws to work around it. You'll get a lot of stuff about people saying that campers are throwing their rubbish here, there and everywhere. A lot of that is coming from vested interests. I would say to anyone that sees this, I have never seen one yet who says that everybody has a phone. Now, take a picture. You don't have to confront the people. Send it to us or send it to the local authority or the guards, whoever needs to be notified, and they will sort that out.
Yeah. And that's where you're feeling that they should go. Kieran, is this going to continue? Like I know they never put that on the Brexit bus, and they were promising an extra 300 million for the NHS. They never said you're not going to be able to easily go on your camper van holidays to France anymore, but that's the reality.
Okay, so they're not sure. You see, and another reason for that is the 180-day rule, right? Anyone in the Schengen area now, which is most of Europe, right?
Yeah.
They can only stay for 90 days. Now, there's a lot of camper van owners are not like a ordinary tourist. Some of them live in them and spend 6 months a year in them. So they can only spend 90 days in any of the European countries. That's where we get, and then they can come and spend the rest of the time in Ireland. No problem. And if they want to go back to Europe, then they can.
So there's a time limit on them, on top of all the bureaucracy and everything else, which means they're going to be spending less time in Europe from now on and more time looking west instead of east.
We are getting it here, and we can't cope with it at all.
Yeah.
We're just not. Like, and I mean, an ordinary car park, we can park in legally, you know what I mean? But look, we need some place safe and where you feel safe, you know, and you don't need that.
Well, the council, in response to Councillor McCarthy, they said that they've agreed looking at developing a countywide code of conduct for camper vans and motorhomes as part of its tourism review later this year. And you think that's something to be welcomed?
It's something to be... Look, anyone that's in the club, our club, we have a constitution and there's rules and regulations you have to follow. And it's just any place we go to, it'll be left cleaner than we went in there. And anyone that's in the club... Now, look, you have a lot of people, and not blaming people like this, who rent vans and maybe are new to it and don't know the etiquette of what you do and where you park. Sometimes you'll see them parked across three or four bays, which isn't right. But all you have to say to a person then is, look, park in and out, or, you know, you can't be taking up space to belong to other people. Again, take pictures and get to the relevant authority, and people will learn. It's ignorance on some people's behalf, you see. It's just, you have to serve your time to these like anything, you know. You just get in and drive away.
Do you think that every tourism destination, Kieran, should be developing its own plan or its own space right now to try and accommodate campers?
Even if you only put in two or three spaces and put a collection there, it can work anywhere. Somebody from the council come in a lot of areas where I see private fellows, they have an honesty box. Now they have a camera on it. They have an honesty box and people put their 10 euros in and they'll leave if there's nobody around.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Kieran, and you referenced this earlier on, but this is an example of some of the views that come in when we talk about campervan tourism. Hi, Jerry. Campervans are an eyesore around the place, especially in Ballybunion. They park right next to the beach. They block the views. They bring nothing to the area as they're fairly self-sufficient. sufficient. Maybe a park for them somewhere out of the way. They can pay for toilets and showers. Otherwise, no benefit to seaside towns. What's your response to that?
No, I have experience with Ballybunion in first place. Ballybunion and Ballyhigh, not very motorhome friendly. Has to do with vested in the interests again.
You're saying that there isn't accommodation, but what about that point? Are campervans, maybe you're saying they're forced because there's no facilities, are they blocking off the main thoroughfare? Are they causing traffic problems?
No,
are they blocking the views of the beach?
If they're parked legally, they're the same as a car. So that's what I would say to people.
They're entitled to park there. Because they're viewed as a car by the law.
No, common sense would take it. You wouldn't park outside a person's door. Any of us wouldn't do that. You park somewhere that you're not thing. But if there's a parking space there and you fit in it, you can legally park there. No, that's provided you park and don't go missing, putting out chairs and tables and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you have to be conscious of that as well when you come into an area. But you're saying, look, you spend money like any other tourist, you bring money into an area,
even though
you can cook your own food and stay in your own camper van, basically.
No, well, I can tell you, we were in Milltown, going back to it again. All we did was make a cup of tea. The rest of it, we ate out for the weekend. That's where I spent over €200. We ate out totally for the weekend. Because if you're away for a weekend or for a week, all right, you'll do some bit of cooking, but you're on a holiday. You don't want to be doing the same as you do at home. So, like, that's a myth that people just do everything and bring their food with them. They have to shop everywhere. They get your deals. And we make a point of doing that. We'll buy where we are in the local area.
Yeah. Kieran, are you open to talking to Kerry County Council about your experiences elsewhere?
We're open to talking to anyone. We have advised Cork County Council, Waterford County Council, and if they want to get on to us, we have all the information they need. And as I said, there's big grants. Dungarvan got 100,000 towards the setup they got, so there's money out there for them. And as I say, all you need is an existing car park. Anywhere there's a car park, there's no planning involved. All you need to do is just make a few bigger spaces, and that's about the size of it. They're talking about this now. This could take 10 years before there's anything done. The problem is now.
It's now. This increase is here, and it's here to stay. Okay, Kieran, listen, look, thanks so much for talking to us and giving us your view on it and what needs to be done to address these issues. That's Kieran Donovan, their vice chair of the Phoenix Motorhome Club Ireland. What do you make of that? He's saying, look, campervan tourists spend just as much as other tourists. They bring business into a town. They're willing to pay money for parking bays as well. If that's the way the council decides to go, a system needs to be set up to address it. Towns and villages need to become more campervan friendly, because there is this huge increase brought about by Brexit, brought about by the changes. Lots of extra British campers are coming to Ireland on holiday and will continue to come to Ireland, and it's something we need to start addressing and dealing with. As I said, the issue was raised at the Kinmare Municipal District meeting last week. Councillor Dan McCarthy raising it. I know Councillor Norman Moriarty of Fianna Fáil as well called on a system similar to one that's been brought in Donegal, which is working pretty well, that the council need to look at that. We need to get advice in camper drivers, where to park, where to eat, and disposal of waste and location of bring banks as well. Huge number of camper vans coming to Kerry and the Ring of Kerry in particular this year, Councillor Moriarty said. So what do you make of it? What do you think? Do you think that's fair enough, that you have to work with the numbers coming in rather than saying that they're a plague on the area and not good? Councillor Jackie Leway, of course, as Kieran mentioned, raised the issue too, and we'll see what happens. It seems to me that it needs to be done quickly to respond, because, as I said, I go to Kinmare Pier as well. Huge number, bigger numbers than I've ever seen before parking down there this summer. That's for sure. A number of you have been contacting us on the programme as well about that, and about the, like I said, the lack of facilities. There are no toilets on Kinmare Pier. No toilets, no facilities there. Is that something that needs to be addressed? No area for camper vans to dispose of their grey water and their black water and all of that. Is that an example of what needs to be planned for if we are to see these increases?